And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody, from the historic St. Petersburg Coliseum. Welcome to our live coverage this afternoon of the 2016 St. Petersburg Business Expo, presented by the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce and Printer Plus Digital Imaging Systems. This is a kickoff event for Small Business Week in St. Petersburg, Florida, presented by Regions Bank, where it's time to expect more, and Ceridian. Other sponsors of this event today: Tampa Bay Times at tampabay.com, Bright House Networks Business Solutions, Chick-fil-A, Cyberlicious, Pippo's, the original Cuban Cafe, Ricky P's Orleans Bistro, Professional Systems Printing and Promotions, MBA Modern Business Associates, Premier Sotheby's International Realty, The Rowdy's Den in downtown St. Petersburg, Bayou Catering, Suzu, Sea Salt, Orange Blossom Catering, and Squeeze Juice Works. The St. Petersburg Chamber Business Expo from the Historic Coliseum. Well, the various vendors and exhibitors began gathering here at the Coliseum a couple of hours ago, and we're all set to go when the doors opened just a few minutes ago. I'm going to be joined this afternoon by Dean Logan of Job Talk with Dean Logan on RadioSt.Pete.com, as well as Will Kuntz of the Homemade Broadcast a bit later on.
Big Al, we're on live right now. Tell us about Bayprint.
Well, welcome to Bayprint Land. As you can see, Dean, we've got our exhibit and display products on display. And the latest rage, of course, is fabric displays. Beautiful, full-color, bright, vivid images printed on fabrics. Easy to care for, easy to set up, easy to take down, and they look fantastic.
And Dean Logan is with the mayor.
You've got, you know, this is a small business showcase, and as we're in Small Business Week here. And, you know, to me, our small businesses really are what make this city is different and unique and give us our spirit, our character, our feel, our vibe, whatever word you want to use. But it's really what sets us apart, and what I hear from visitors that sets this city apart from so many other cities is just the great small businesses, whether it's art studios and galleries or restaurants. We've got them all here. There's a great group here. A lot of people walking around enjoying it, sampling great food, seeing what the different vendors have that they're offering, and the businesses that are here. So certainly I want to encourage people to come on down and see what's going on here.
I'm going to speak with Chris Steinacker, the CEO of the area, St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Chris, nice to see you.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for covering us today.
Appreciate it. So tell us about this event.
This is a great event. So this is we've done this for a few years in a row, but it's special this year because we've wrapped it in a whole week of activities called Small Business Week in St. Pete. We know that small businesses are the pulse of our community and the country, and how can we celebrate them? So this is one of them. Today we're at the Business Expo at the world-famous Coliseum, one of the oldest and grandest ballrooms in the country. So it's a great venue to bring out a lot of small businesses. I think we have over 70 businesses here, showing people what they do, and hopefully generating some business, some activity, some awareness for those businesses, for others to do work with them.
Yeah, we got a great crowd here, and you know, you guys are always, there's always something new going on with the Chamber. What else is coming up with events for you guys?
Well, I'll tell you what, so we have, tomorrow's a great event, so not only do we have a free barbecue for our members down at the Chamber, but we're doing something, we've partnered with Google on their national scale to put St. Pete on the map. There's a lot of tools that Google offers small businesses, so when you search for a business, not only do you find the listing, but you find a lot more information that's free to people if they would just populate it, and Google provides you a tool set. So tomorrow we have a couple workshops where members can come for free and learn, get the tool set, and populate the information right there. So when they leave the workshop, they've got a new presence on the web.
My name's Dean Logan. I'm with RadioSt.Pete.com. So tell us about this event, and tell me what you do here. You're with Ceridian, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm actually the chair for this event as well, so been putting this together for the past 4 or 5 months, and have attended in a sales capacity the last 2 years prior. This is one of my favorite events in St. Pete, especially through the chamber. You get to be able to get a good feel and taste of all the different small businesses, not only small and kind of built for the boutiques, but you also get the larger ones that are able to work together in more of a B2B fashion. So,
and what does Ceridian do as a company?
So Ceridian does a multitude of different things. We're called Ceridian Human Capital Management. But for small businesses in particular, that would mostly entail payroll services, time and attendance services, working as software as a service rather than the traditional portfolio or the PEO models. We give you the tools to be able to own your own data and work alongside with it the entire time.
Well, we have a very unique store located at International Plaza, and some of the things that we do out of that store is we actually have a community, my community specialist that's right here, Haley, who works on nonprofits in the organization around our area, as well as we have a business side to what we do. So we work with a lot of small businesses, which is why we're here today, so we can help them with discounting on their products. We can do free consults in their location, and we also do a lot around training for them. So using our products like Office 365 as well as any of the Windows devices that you have just to help them with productivity around their business.
Greg Melanson.
And your name?
Debbie Barton.
And tell us about Primerica. What do you do?
So Primerica is the largest independent financial services marketing organization in North America. Really what we do is we teach families some simple financial concepts so they can make better financial decisions. For other businesses, we do financial wellness workshops. We can sit down with them and individually, and we do a financial needs analysis for them, show them where they are and figure out where they want to go, and show them how to reach their goals and dreams.
And where are you located?
We have about 106,000 representatives throughout the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. I think we have about 14,000 offices. So our office is located on 1715 East Bay Drive in Largo. So come on in and see us.
I'm with Optograph Laser Vision. I'm the LASIK counselor.
And so tell us about LASIK surgery.
LASIK surgery with Dr. Stephen Optograph is absolutely life-changing. If you wear contacts or glasses, come see us and we can, you know, get you out of those contacts and glasses and help, you know, perfect your vision for the rest of your life.
How long does it take? Do you have any idea about for LASIK surgery?
The surgery itself is 20 to 30 minutes long, and if you have LASIK, you're seeing, you know, much better right after the surgery. It's a less than 24 hours recovery.
That's great. And where are you located?
We're located 1601 38th Avenue North in St. Petersburg, Florida.
And do you have a website?
We sure do. You can visit us at optograph.laservision.com or www.lasikforme.com or our new site upvision.com, where you can learn a little bit more about what to expect during your consultation and your surgery.
Well, that's great. And do you have a phone number too?
If you're interested in LASIK, please give me a call at 727-490-7540.
And Chris, tell us about Bamboo the Eco Salon.
We're an all-natural focused, locally owned and operated salon here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We focus on local vendors throughout the area and focus on an all-natural product through cancer, psoriasis, eczema, allowing anybody who can't go into the salon actually to be able to come into the salon again.
My name's Mo Epley, and I'm with Tangible Labs and Freefab 3D.
And what do you do there at Tangible Labs?
We are a custom 3D printing and prototyping company. So if you have an idea for an invention and need to create it into a tangible item, we can do that for you.
Really? So walk me through that process.
Well, say you have an idea for a new gadget or a new connector for your phone, your GoPro camera, you want it on your bike or something. And you can sketch out an idea, and then if you give us some dimensions, we can create the digital file for you. And then we have a 3D printer in-house, or we can send it out to more detailed printer if it needs to be more fine detail.
We're at the Small Business Expo at the St. Petersburg Historic Coliseum. We're going to duck away now for our news on the hour and some messages, and then we'll be back with hour number two from the Coliseum. Live event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com.